is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. President Biden just spoke at a gun safety event touting legislation passed by his administration.
20,000 unlicensed firearms dealers are now required to become licensed to run background checks.
His comments on curbing gun crime following his son Hunter's federal firearms conviction just hours before in Delaware. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The quick guilty verdict in the Hunter Biden case was an indication that it was a really strong case by the prosecution and that there was not much that the defense lawyers could do to save Hunter Biden.
Donald Trump's camp now working to weaponize that conviction to counter his own. CBS's Michael Toscano.
The Trump campaign statement claimed, quote, this trial has been nothing more than a distraction from the real crimes of the Biden crime family. And, quote, crooked Joe Biden's reign over the Biden family criminal empire is all coming to an end.
Both Trump and Biden have been neck and neck in presidential polls heading into November. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Jordan today announcing more humanitarian aid.
I'm announcing an additional $404 million in new aid to Palestinians, in addition to the more than $1.8 billion in development, economic, and humanitarian aid that the United States has provided since 2021.
His visit, part of another push for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The U.S. is now working to get four American college teachers home after they were stabbed in China. Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks.
Really shocking, but at the same point in time, we don't want to jump to any conclusions. We want to be able to work with the Chinese government to be able to get these people back home. And, you know, we're also very grateful for them getting the emergency care in an immediate fashion.
A suspect has been arrested in China. Excessive heat warnings continue today across the southwest and west. New York Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
Temperatures may very well reach 110 to 115 degrees, and this becomes a major heat risk. Overexposure can cause heat cramps, heat exhaustion.
But there is relief on the way. That heat now headed east. There could be a new hot dog king this summer.
The champion of the world!
That's how it usually goes on New York's Coney Island every July 4th. But Major League Eating, which runs the Nathan's Hot Dog event, says Joey Chestnut is banned. He's partnered with a rival brand this year that sells plant-based hot dogs. And to Vegan Franks, Nathan says no thanks.
Our Matt Piper says Joey's won that event a record 16 times. His agents, though, have not commented. On Wall Street now, the Dow is down about 120 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 36-year-old woman died in a fatal ATV crash in Salem Lake Saturday night. The DNR is leading the investigation. May home sales rose slightly in Racine and Kenosha counties. It comes amid tight inventory and price increases. The lone Republican challenger to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss dropped out, citing unspecified circumstances. A parade in Kenosha tomorrow will celebrate the Bradford High School girls softball state championship team. The city of Racine has declared June 23rd as Racine Pride Day. There will be a celebration at City Hall. Kenosha city leaders are looking to approve a land swap between the school district and the city. It involves soon-to-be vacant school properties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Brewers with a win over the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-1 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. The crew had not hit a home run in the past week until Jackson Churio did it in the third, followed by Willy Adames in the fourth inning on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Adames, deep left center, and the Brewers are going to have the lead.
Number 10 for Willie.
That was a bomb.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Willie's such a competitor. I've seen him hit that same home run 20 times since I've been here. Slider kind of down in the zone, right in that same spot.
Colin Ray got the win, now 5-2 for the season. NBA, Darvin Ham coming back to the Milwaukee Bucks as an assistant after a two-year stint as the head coach of the Lakers. UConn's Dan Hurley declining an offer from the Lakers to become their next head coach. NFL, the Packers back on the practice field for the first day of their mandatory minicamp this week in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
More clouds than sun today with high temperatures in the low 70s. Spotty showers have a chance to sprinkle in as well as some rumbles of thunder tonight. Otherwise, becoming breezy and highs for tomorrow cranking to the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. All right, it's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. This is your chance to win Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, or be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, and an escape to Lake Geneva. All right, here is today's keyword. Remember this word, win. W-I-N, win. That's the word. Download our Civic Media app if you haven't already done so. Find the WRJN page and text WIN for your chance to win on WRJN.
Here's to you.
loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please. This is Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-coo-choo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me, singing. Holding my hand, just as natural as can be, singing. We walked on, to my door. We walked on to my door, then we kissed a little more. Single day singing.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Well, Stuart J. Waddles will keep us up to date throughout the day with local news. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Doing pretty well. Now, you have a lawn.
I do. Very lush.
Okay. How often would you say you mow it?
Ooh, it depends. It's weather dependent. A week and a half, maybe.
Every week and a half? Well,
on average, I'd imagine, yeah.
Okay. I saw this statistic, and I don't believe it for a second. It says the average man will mow his lawn 2,340 times during his life. Now, I did the math on that. If you mowed your lawn once a week, it would take you 45 years to get to 2,340 mows. Now, we only mow, what, half the year, right?
Right.
So that makes it 90 years.
Right.
So something tells me that number is...
How early did you start mowing? I think I was pushing a mower when I was 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah,
so that's changing the average a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I suppose I when I was a kid, I mowed our lawn. I mowed my grandma's lawn and I mowed my dad's aunt's lawn.
Ooh, that's a lot of lawn.
So
at what age did you hop on the rider? Did you get to ride?
The rider. He didn't get a rider until... I don't know. I was probably in my mid-teens at that point. It was always a push mower.
We had a rider when I was little, too. We've had a rider and a push, but 8 with the push mower, and I think I was 10 by the time I was on the rider.
Yeah. I can't, you have to keep upgrading. Now I'm to the, I've got the zero turn radius rider, so I can't go back now. If something were to happen to that rider, I'd have to upgrade again. I can't go backwards.
When can I come over and take it for a spin?
Anytime. You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right, Stuart will keep us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Racine Youth Sports. Providing quality, structured youth sport activities to the children of Racine County, their various programs teach sports fundamentals, good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive, caring, and safe environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
News and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend, and be sure to tell that same friend about WRJN's Big Deal Store, full of great savings on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services. In fact, you're going to save up to 30% and more. Just go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab from WRJN.
This girl walked in dreams, playing in a world of her own. This girl was a child, existing in a playground of stone. Then one night her world was changed. Her life and dreams were rearranged. She would never be the same again. This girl is a woman now. She's learned how to live. This girl. This girl tasted love, as tender as the gentle dawn. She cried a single tear, a teardrop that was sweet and warm. Our hearts told us we were right, and on that sweet
you can't. his kisses will start. That won't get you into his heart. So if you're thinking of heartbreak, true love is. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and squeeze him and love him, yeah.
And timeless hits on WRJN. In fact, no other radio station covers Racine's local news like WRJN. For more than 97 years now, we've covered the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. WRJN News with Stuart J. Waddles is coming up.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is now running unopposed in his Republican primary. Andrew Sigilski abruptly dropped out of the GOP primary last night. He didn't say why. Meanwhile, Voss's political opponents are still trying to force a recall election this summer. Democrats need to flip 15 seats to win the majority in the Wisconsin Assembly this year. Observers say Republican Speaker Robin Voss will need to hold on to more than just 50 seats in order to govern.
How's he going to pass a budget with people who have voted no on everything he's wanted to do for the last two or four years, like a Scott Allen in Waukesha, for example? That's not governable. You need 53, 54, 55.
J.R. Ross of WisPolitics speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 36-year-old woman died in a Kenosha County ATV crash Saturday night. The sheriff's department says Samantha Pagot sustained fatal injuries when her ATV crashed into a ditch along 234th Avenue in the village of Salem Lakes. The cause of the crash remains under investigation by the DNR and the Kenosha County Major Crash Assistance Team. The one Republican attempting to unseat Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in the August primary has dropped out of the race. Andrew Sigilski from East Troy announced late yesterday he's ending his campaign due to unspecified, quote, circumstances beyond my control. Sigilski said he only ran after being unable to recruit someone else to challenge Voss. A land swap deal is on the table in Kenosha. The agreement is between the Kenosha Unified School District and the city of Kenosha and involves several school buildings that will soon be empty. Under the proposal, Kenosha Unified would gain control of K-Tech East, while the city would acquire properties like Washington Middle, Jefferson, and the Jefferson Annex. Both sides still need to approve the deal. Both parties say new affordable housing is a top priority. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Maybe a storm through early evening, otherwise mostly cleared and a low near 60. Partly sunny for tomorrow. Evening storms possible. Some could be strong with damaging wind gusts and large hail. A high to the mid-80s. Thursday, just a slight storm chance and a high near 85. It's 67 right now.
see setting suns and lonely lovers free.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Well, let me give you the keyword one more time in the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest here on WRJN. This hour's keyword is win. W-I-N, win. Download the Civic Media app, find WRJN, and use that text button to send the keyword win for your chance to win on WRJN in this statewide contest.
Oh, I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you believer and a homecoming queen?
He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
when
back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
so
back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause he's kind of big and he's awful strong. Save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
Hey la,
hey la, my boyfriend's back. La,
my boyfriend's back.
Boy, boy,
look out now.
La, my boyfriend's back.
Boy, well, I can see him coming, so you better get up running all right now. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Local news and timeless hits and the Milwaukee Brewers all on WRJN. Next Brewers game coming up tonight at 7:10. Pre-game just after 6:30 on WRJN.
He might be feeling pain, but not on my love.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, people were asked to share their best boss from hell stories. Here's the top three. One person said, my boss told others I took too many sick days and I had just left work that day in an ambulance from a grand mal seizure. This person said, my boss fired me when I had to miss work one day because I felt sick from donating blood. And this third person said, I had a boss who'd hold team meetings at Hooters. All we ever did there was down beer and watch sports.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Buddy Minute and a thought about how to spend less when you're shopping online. As a busy mom, I know that online shopping can be convenient. Sometimes a little too convenient. Today's tip is don't fall for the free shipping. You know that moment when you've got the thing you were looking for in your online shopping cart and, oh look, if you just add like 11 more bucks of stuff, you can get some free shipping? Before you click on that fancy pair of socks that you really don't need, go check the actual shipping costs. It's usually still cheaper to pay for shipping. I mean, you really think those companies are offering free shipping just because they're nice? We all love deals, but when you're trying to save money, if you don't need a thing, think twice before buying the thing. For more savings tips, head over to workmoney.org, check out my videos on YouTube, or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek. The Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheese making. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Racine Youth Sports. Providing quality, structured youth sport activities to the children of Racine County, their various programs teach sports fundamentals, good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive, caring, and safe environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN.
direction in whatever comes our way. Lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and what's in, exploding to space. Like a true nature's child, we were born.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. You know, farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Report. It's weekday mornings from 5 till 6, along with the reports throughout the day. So keep up to date on all things ag. It's part of our local news and timeless hits here on WRJN.